home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We hit the road again on March 6th. I've been running between snowflakes up in Bel Air. When I get out, I think I'm still going to have some magic eight balls when we make it on March 6th. Finally, back to Fadley's. We're going to have young police officers from the city who have a group called the Preparing Youth for Tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to having them on, the American Cancer Society, Hope Lodge, all the people that we didn't get to a couple of weeks ago. So a couple of Super Bowl, it's going to extend into March. We have all sorts of extended things, including we're getting right around to home run riches. We got spring training happening. Luke and I have talked a lot of baseball this week, as well as football camp next week in Indianapolis. Combine, not camp, I should say. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're getting out on the road, doing good stuff. This guy's been doing stuff, including we're going to have a new Ravens tickets for 20-year winner to unveil a little later on in the week. But for now, just a lot of things going on. Your office is busy this time of year, John Martin.
We are very busy, and you neglected to put out there yet, and I'll just remind you today. I'll hopefully remind you again multiple times during the season, but thank you for once again being a Cleveland Guardians farm team and allowing us to welcome with open arms, Tommy John surgery notwithstanding, twice, Mr. John Means.
You know, that barely made it to my desk because I was a John Means guy. You know, we haven't had a lot of guys throw no hitters around here.
Rare.
Right. So when it happens in a Seattle in an afternoon, you don't forget no hitters. If you're an old person like us and have you ever attended a no hitter or come close?
You know what I did? A great story. Back in my pre-Baltimore days, I was attending, it's been more popular now than it was a few years ago, but it was popular enough. You know, those weekday day games.
Oh, hold on. Did you go to Len Barker? Specials. Were you at Len Barker's no hitter?
No.
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 I'm just checking.
That's a second story.
Okay.
But at that time, the Indians were playing, I believe it was the California Angels. And it was kind of a gray day, and it was middle of the day, middle of the week, businessman special, and the Angels threw a 5-inning no hitter, not a perfect game, and then the weather hit, and so it went in the books as an official no hitter. And between getting wings and beverages, I had no idea what the heck was going on. But so I guess technically I did attend a no hitter.
Were
but
you
I didn't.
at the old stadium or the new stadium?
This would have been new. This would have been
new.
New
stadium. Okay, well, new is relative 30 years into this, right?
So. Right. But, you're schmoozing. It's a businessman thing, and next thing you know, you look up and it's, wait a minute, we have no hits. Wait a minute, the game's over. What? Huh? Huh? So, no, it wasn't legit.
I got a better story than that one. It's
sure.
Sad. It's a sad. It's got a – I've never told you this one?
No.
Oh, well, there's a couple. I mean, first off, my son attended the Hideo Nomo no-hitter, invited me. I didn't go. I saw the great Mike Peters at the Record Theater that night. So you remember where you are when you're looking up on the TV and you're like, I was supposed to go. I was supposed to go to David Cone's perfect game at Yankee Stadium. Bruce Springsteen played Meadowlands that night. My Springsteen buddy, hey, let's go. We'll go to Yankee Stadium in the afternoon. We'll go see Bruce. I don't feel like going today. Cone threw the perfect game that day. So I was supposed to go that day, did not go. But the best story I have is that I interviewed Tony Gwynn, and you can look this up, on Labor Day of 2001. I was in San Diego, California for a weekend, and on Labor Day, that Monday, 2001, I did this is when I shaved and looked good back in the day. Nasty Nationwide on the One-on-One Sports Radio Network, and I did the show live from Jack Murphy Stadium on Labor Day, and I had Bruce Bochy on the show and Tony La Russa because the Cardinals were in, right? The Cardinals are the key part of the story. So I had a flight that night back to do my show the next morning through Chicago, and it was a little bit of a later connection. But if I flew through L.A., I could get home at like 5 in the morning from the red eye, and I'm at the ballpark, and I've been there all weekend and like whatever. The game was a weird national television game on ESPN. It's like a 6 o'clock East Coast start. I got on the phone because it was 2001. You had to get on the phone with United Airlines, and I begged them to change my flight, and they did. I did this from the press room after I did my show because my show was over, and it was kind of like time to go home, and I just wanted to get home. And I sat in the stands, And I watched the first three innings of the game, and I looked out on that right center field scoreboard where the palm trees are in San Diego, and it said San Diego Padres, zero hits. And I noticed when I walked out to my rental car, where there were 11,000 people in the stadium that day at Jack Murphy Stadium, and drove to the airport, I looked up and I said, there's no hits in this game, but it's a third inning. What are the chances? Got on the plane, flew up to LA, changed out plane, slept all night on the way home, red eye. I landed at BWI in the old United wing in the old A, little tiny little wing. I came out, I got on my little park and go. And it was like something out of a movie, John. I looked down at my park and go, and what did they always have in the park and go? USA Today. It's Tuesday morning in America in September. It was a week before 9/11, by the way. It's like September 4th or 5th of 2001. Really crazy week, right? But I look down and there it is in the upper box of the main USA Today. Smith throws no hitter in San Diego. And I reached in my bag and I had the ticket stub. And I reached in my bag and I had the press pass. And I swear I broadcast for 4 hours that day. I had Tony Gwynn on. I had two Hall of Famers, I had Tony La Russa on. I also had Bruce Bochy's going to the Hall of Fame. So I had three Hall of Famers on the show that day. And Kevin Towers not in the Hall of Fame, but he was with me that day. Did I see it or did I not? You tell me. Am I allowed to say I saw a no-hitter or no?
No, you may not. You may not use that. You may not pass go. You may not collect $200, which is my
Oh,
nice
well,
segue into
you're doing a
Monopoly.
Monopoly segue?
Yep.
All right. Well,
Yep.
you know what? I'm going to hold my Juan Nieves no-hitter story that happened at Memorial
Oh,
Stadium. I'm going to hold that to the end of the segment. Tell everybody about Monopoly because we're having some fun. John Martin's here, executive and baseball guy who also attended a no-hitter, but I walked out of one. You're giving me the do not pass go. My number one piece of advice in Monopoly is buy the orange properties because everyone goes to jail in Monopoly and everybody lands, but not everybody wins. But I do know these are lucky tickets.
They are very lucky tickets. And even if they're not lucky, even if they are non-winning tickets, please go to My Lottery Rewards at get all the details at mdlottery.com. And you can enter those non-winning tickets into what are now five remaining drawings. We already had one. And in those drawings, we'll have five winners of $5,000 each. But three special drawings will have a rolling cash jackpot. And currently today, we are over $86,500 in that rolling cash jackpot that was paid off on March 10th. So feel free to check out the details at mdlottery.com. We had five lucky winners already of $5,000. And we will play our name, the location, although these are easy ones. You'll get all of these. We had Charlene Blake from Queen Anne, Maryland,
Been there.
Snehalben Hirpara from La Plata,
Been there.
Ram Karki, Montgomery Village. And I believe we had a Montgomery Village a week or two
We
ago.
discussed this as to exactly where that is. Yes, we
And
did.
you know what? It can't be that big to have two winners. Wow.
Lucky, it's a lucky village.
It's a lucky, they'll rename it. Michael Miles of California, Maryland, one of your favorite places.
People don't know there's a California, Maryland. They don't know there's a Hollywood, Maryland right near it. And it's not far from La Plata, Maryland, but it's near St. Mary's, Maryland, which is really near Solomons, which has a beautiful bridge, St. Mary's
Yes.
County. It's
Yes.
lovely down there.
And the final $5,000 winner, Giselle Robinson from Frederick, Maryland. So have some fun, play responsibly. Monopoly scratch off tickets are always a lot of fun.
I like
The
telling fun baseball stories, and I'll get to my Juan Nieves story, but I want to tell my Monopoly story here because I have the samples. These aren't the ones that I give away, and I erroneously thought this was a $100 ticket, but it's 100 winnings and 200 winnings in the X's and all this. I just want to ask you this because I have some other tickets here. This is the old Ravens ticket, and then these are the Magic 8-ball tickets. The design of the tickets, is there something in the science of the design that would say shinier, bigger, better? And I think you've explained to me that Ravens branding means something in the way that Game of Thrones meant something last year, in the way that I understand Monopoly, in the way that I understood Pac-Man better last year in regard to winning and the kind of fun ways that people play. But the colorful part of there really is some art about what you do. And even to the old lottery, when I come into your building and see the old signs up from 30, 40, 50 years ago in the lottery, the design's really neat. And these are cool. And I know the gals at Costas last week, oh, I love the way the new Monopoly ones, they literally talked about it because people like bright, shiny objects. We're American, John Martin.
They do. Well, first of all, they like winning. Let's put the priority. They like winning. And then
But I
right
don't know
behind
which
that,
one's luckier than the other one. I really don't know, you
well,
know?
you know, yeah, that's true. That luck thing does play a variable in there, but have some fun when you're playing. The tickets are bright and shiny and colorful. We have a variety of options, different play styles, different games. And you're right, people tend to be drawn to things like Monopoly, like things that that may resonate from their childhood. We have a couple of games coming up in the queue, coming up very, very soon. We have a Back to the Future ticket. We'll talk more about
What?
that comes up.
All
The
right. See, that's a movie I've seen. So thank you for that.
40th anniversary, 2025 is 40 years. Can you believe
Marty.
it? Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have
The
Let's
weird
Make a
part
Deal.
is that when he went into the future, Miami won the World Series and then they actually got a team. It's true.
Well, okay, so you're going to rub my nose in the Miami World Series thing. Is that it?
Was last century. I'm over it. You should get over it too.
I can't. I can't get over it. I can't get
It
over it.
was game seven. Not that I'm bringing it up or anything.
Man.
Was Tony Fernandez on that? I don't
Yes,
want to talk
yes.
about him. I don't want to talk
Yes,
about Armando
yes,
Benitez.
yes.
So
Fresh.
we have
We
demons. We
do. We have
do.
demons. You and I have demons.
Sports demons. We got a lot of sport.
We got,
That's one
well.
thing we definitely have. John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Monopoly have winners. I know we're gonna have a Ravens, but you're doing a lot of things with Cash Pop and a lot of different promotions with all of what I would call your base games, right?
You know, it's always fun for people to engage at different times because, you know, people get fixed on a certain thing. Maybe they are pick three, pick four, pick five players, and they don't play the other games. Or maybe they're a Mega Millions and Powerball player when the jackpots get high, but they don't play the other games. So we have little enticements, little offers, and a couple of them, Cash Pop, which is one of our relatively new games. We have a thing called Cash Pop Doubler, which is very similar to the Keno Doubler, which means if when you purchase your ticket, you have the doubler message on top. If you happen to win on that ticket, your prize is doubled. And you go to mdlottery.com for more details about the Cash Pop Doubler. We also have the thing called the let me get it here so I don't misrepresent it. The Pick Three Double Pay on box play. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. It's double pay on box play. If you play your pick three, pick four, pick five box and
But say that again. Double. Say. What's that?
double pay on box play.
That's fun to
So
say.
it can be twice the
Today.
cash, double the fun.
I
So if you
feel
have
like
a winning
Dr.
ticket,
Seuss. That's pretty good.
yeah,
That's I'm working on that.
If you have a lucky ticket, pick three, pick four, pick five, and you get in on this promotion and you happen to win, you'll get double the cash on that. So, again, all these offers available at mdlottery.com. We also take advantage of fun getaway type things. We talked several times about our My Lottery Rewards program. And if you go there, we have some very, very interesting prizes. We just opened up in the prize vault a new two-night getaway to Ocean City. Just began. Breaking
Ocean
news.
City, Maryland, not New Jersey, just
Ocean
so
City, Maryland.
Maryland.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So go visit, check it out at mdlottery.com if you want to put in your draw points for a chance to win. We will draw
Can I
on
go on one of the
April.
weekends when I'm having all the concerts? Can I do that? I mean, I love Ocean City, and they're like all the
Well,
band,
here's,
every band in
yeah.
the world's playing Ocean City this summer. Where was this in '87 when I needed the Leopard to come into Ocean City? You know what I mean?
We didn't have it.
Well, they have it now, and thank goodness
We
for
have it
that.
now. We have
And
it
if
now.
you win, you get to go to Ocean City. Ocean
And
City's
if you
better than
win,
it's ever been.
you get a two-night getaway to Ocean City. Check for all the official rules and details.
Two nights
But
is not enough. I need more time.
the drawing will be Monday, April 7th. You have between now and April 6th to get your entries in there. You get 3 days, two nights at the Lighthouse Club Hotel on the Bay in
So that's one
Midtown
night I'll
Ocean
be at
City.
Secrets, one night I'll be at Fager's, and then what am I going to do the rest of the week? I'm not coming home. I'm going to
Well,
stay down there.
I'll
That's what
tell
I'm
you,
going to
one
do.
night you can have a you and a significant other can have a sunset cruise on the OC Bay Hopper.
I know
How
all
about that?
about that hopper. I've always
Yeah.
wanted to get on that. I've never been on that.
Well, there, see what perfect timing is
There you
everything. It's
go.
coming together.
Well,
It's
it's almost
coming.
like we rehearsed this, John, you know?
Rehearsal? What's that? I'm
Well,
not
yeah,
familiar
we
with the
throw
term.
that out. Absolutely. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We try to get together a week. We always encourage people to play responsibly. We talk so much about sports wagering and Super Bowl and money and the state and educate. We talk about all of these things. Have I left anything out before I bring you to back to baseball? Because it's bad. I want to talk about baseball with you. I really do. And I
Well, a
know
couple
you're going to do
things.
home run riches soon. Is there anything you want to say on that before I tell my Juan Nieves story to you?
Home run riches, no, but we will very, very soon talk about a new and improved home run riches program coming up in the days, weeks, months ahead. And you can check out all winner stories at mdlottery.com and learn about Mama D, who won $100,000 on the Eastern Shore, purchasing her $5 million fortune scratch off ticket. And very, very happy to we to have a big win there. You can learn about a green belt man who won his second 50,000 prize in 2 months. Now there's one lucky dude. And you can also then my favorite story of the week though, the husband who won a $30,000 scratch off and brought home ramen soup for his wife. So that
Well, delicious.
I want to know how he made that deal. Hey, honey,
Well, no. He
I
got the
got some soup
premium
for
beef
you.
in this in the in he got the top choice in the I love ramen. It's 20 degrees outside. You got the icy cold thing happening and all that, trying to give more money away to people. I need soup when it's 20 degrees, John.
Well, yeah, and hopefully his wife enjoyed the soup while he enjoyed the $30,000 top prize. But
I
I'm
have
sure
one
they
thing
worked
for you.
something out.
On the website, there's a $50 scratch game now. We don't talk a whole lot about these big price point games, but this is where you can win like a lot of money. I mean, and it goes kind of without saying everybody should go up on the website and look at odds and different things. But you can say, "Oh my God, that ticket's I have a monopoly. That's a $30 ticket." Well, it means you got a bigger chance to win a bigger pool, really. And I think the $50 ticket is interesting in that it says $5 million. I don't know if that would get me to Wailea, but it would get me halfway there. You know?
Well, yeah, but you're right. You can go to mdlottery.com, check out all of the scratch offs, get to see the ticket artwork. You talked about the art and how nice they look. You can look at them on your personal computing device, whatever that may be, and learn more about the top prize, the chances to win, the probability of winning on that ticket, and see if in fact it's a good ticket for you. And all types and sizes, $50 all the way down to $1 and everything in between.
All right. Well, I give away the $2 tickets when you come out and see me on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I hope you do that. March 6th, we're back at Fadley's. We're doing a whole bunch of dates. We just did a whole bunch of dates, all the cup of soup or bowl up. Libs Grill in Bel Air. Sorry, the weather keeps getting to us. We'll get back up there. Harford County Executive Bob Cassily and a whole bunch of other guests we had promised last week. I promise I'm trying to put it all together. The kids aren't in school. I can't have the county executive out. It doesn't make any sense. Even if we brine the roads and it didn't snow this week everywhere around here. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. And this is where I get to have a little bit of fun. And I get to say, John Martin, where were you on the evening of April 15th, 1987?
I can't tell you what I had for breakfast this morning. You
All right,
want me to
well,
go back to
I'll
1987?
tell you where I was. I was dating this really pretty girl that I had gone to the baseball game with the night before.
Did your wife
And
know you were doing that at the
this is
time? Oh,
1987.
all right. All right.
She was 15. Come on. So 1987, I took this really pretty girl out to an Oriole game and we froze. She liked baseball. We froze. It was April, right? So I had gone to the game the night before with a date I wanted to be on, and we froze. We left in the sixth. So it's April baseball, Memorial Stadium in 1987. So I didn't have any plans of going to the game the next night, but it's baseball. I'm working at the newspaper at the time. I had a press credential. Don't make fun of me, but I'm being honest. I had parking and a press credential where I could go to the games anytime I wanted to, and I lived in East Baltimore. I lived on Cane Street at the time. And on that particular night, I'm watching the game on Home Team Sports or whatever it was at the time. And it got to the fourth or fifth inning and it was a no-hitter. And I lived 12 minutes from Memorial Stadium. And I wasn't on a date this night. I was with some buddies at my house. And I said, if this gets to the sixth inning, I'm going to go over to the ballpark because I had the ability to park near the door, a press pass, I could go in. And sure enough, and there were no cell phones, 1987. I go out to sixth inning comes. I'm like, it's a no hitter. I want to see a no hitter. I'm 19 at the time. I was 18 at the time. I wasn't even 19, John. So I got in the car, Cane Street out, Bruning Highway, boom, 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 Blair Edison through Herring Run Park, boom, down the hill, park on 33rd Street, which is now the Y. Thank you, John Hoey. Walked in, went up seventh inning, got my crab cake from Miss Evelyn there, and I sat in the press box up top. And I'm there with Ted Patterson, and it's 45 degrees. You can see your breath. It's April 15th. It's the eighth inning of a no-hitter, and there's 7,000, 8,000 people. Let me see. The box score says, it's how many were really there? It says 11,400. There weren't 11,000 people there. So it happened. Robin Yount laid out in the outfield. He's 13 years into his career. He's playing right field. Laid out on an Eddie Murray, what would have been a double, maybe a triple into the gap, like sideways, two outs in the eighth, maybe one out in the ninth. It was really late. Made an unbelievable Gold Star play, and Juan Nieves no hit the Orioles that night. And my boss loved me. My boss, Jack Gibbons, and you're a boss of a lot of people. You're on the Maryland Lottery, so I'm going to give you a. This is from my heart to you. In 1987. My boss Jack told Ken Rosenthal, get Nestor in the locker room to get quotes from Juan. We have a no-hitter. We didn't have anybody at the well, even Sonny only had one reporter there that night. And I happened to show up and have my press pass. I went down, I was in the Brewers locker when they were champagning him, all the pictures at his locker. I was there with my quotes and my notes. And the next day, my boss, which might be you, John Martin, the executive director, wrote me this one letter, that one little note that I kept forever. Great job on the Avis last night, being a team player and being there to help us. So, did I attend a no-hitter or not? I'm asking you, John Martin. Did I attend a no-hitter?
No.
No, I didn't. You're right.
No.
I
No.
know.
No, I mean it's a
I
great
did not.
story.
No.
Great story. To me, in a no-hitter, to attend a no-hitter, you be there on pitch one and pitch last, whatever
Even
it
if it's
happens to
five
be.
innings?
Well, again,
I'm only
I
asking. I
don't
have a friend.
first
I know a guy in the beginning of the segment.
No, I like I told you, I admit I didn't know what a no-hitter would happen until I drove home.
I didn't know a no-hitter. I slept the whole night sideways. I think I had the
Yeah.
whole row. It was perfect. It was red eye,
Yeah.
and I landed and I looked down and I'm like, no. You know what I need to do? I took a note because when I have great guests like John Martin, the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, because I do this all day. When I get done with you, I talk to other people. Like Hank
What? Wait,
Azaria. Do you know who
you're
Hank
talking to other
Azaria
people?
is?
Yes,
He
he's in town.
he's gonna be on the show on Monday. So he's gonna
Wow.
be on. We're gonna talk Springsteen, we're gonna talk comedy, talk cartoons, we're gonna talk everything, right? So I can have all sorts of people on. I have now made a note, and I'm doing a couple things because you are the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, and I do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. August, I think I'm going to do a favorite food tour in addition to my crab soup thing. But what I'm really going to do this summer, I think because of my love of baseball and my last name and new ownership and all of that, I'm going to try to find randomly awesome baseball humans in my lifetime, that had a piece of my life. And I can get them on the show. Like my friend Rick Tellender, you're a great sports fan. Rick Tellender,
Yeah,
longtime sports, he's
Chicago.
one of my dear friend of mine, Chicago. He sent me a beautiful book, a child's book that he wrote. I don't have it here, but and he wrote a note in it to me. He wrote it with Steve Trout. Steve Trout, I met one time in my life through a six-hit shutout in 1979 as a White Sox to beat Mike Flanagan and the Orioles on the first game that I lost after winning 31 in a row. I went to 31 games in a row in 1979 without losing, and Steve Trout cost me that. And he promised to come on the show, and I haven't had him. So what I'm going to do, this no-hitter I'm telling you about in San Diego that I told you about earlier, it was Bud Smith. Most people don't know that Len Barker or Bud Smith or John Candelaria threw no-hitters, but I know all of these things. And John Montefusco. So I remember all the no-hitters, and I remember I'm a baseball nerd. This summer, I'm going to chase all of my favorite stories and live. I'm going to get Kiko Garcia back on the show. Who are your favorite players? If you could do a show with your five favorite, like if you could just track down Sisto Lescano on my list, he's gonna make the list. Who were your guys? Sudden Sam
Oh,
McDowell, who was your guy?
yeah, and that goes back a long time. I mean, some of these guys aren't even around anymore. I mean, Rocky Colavito, God rest his soul, just passed away a few months ago. I mean, and a tie-in to Baltimore, four home runs in a game, Memorial Stadium.
There you go. You're such a. I see. I get you talking baseball. I know I can get the
Yeah,
best
yeah,
out of you. You know.
yeah,
So you
yeah,
got the
yeah.
best out of me. I am going to do my best to find Bud Smith. If Juan Nieves is alive and well, I want to find him. So I'm going to do some randomly weird baseball things to support the Maryland Lottery promotion for Home Run Riches, which you're not going to
Nice.
tell me about. You're not going to tell me about Home Run
Next
Riches,
time.
are you?
That's my tease. Next time we'll talk more about it.
Can I ask you, we just spent an hour here talking pitching and good pitching and bad hitting. And, you know, it's unfair that the Maryland Lottery only rewards home runs. They don't do anything for pitching. Next year, we got to do something for pitching. Pitching's 90% of the game, according to Yogi Berra and Casey
How
Stengel.
about getting some?
Mike Elias says we have good pitching, and the new Japanese,
Okay.
I keep calling him the young, he's 35, and I'm
Yeah.
certainly not going to call Charlie Morton young. And I'm not going to
Ooh.
call you and I young, but I'm going to call us young old timers. John Martin
Young
can
at
be found
heart.
on the front of Baltimore Positive. He's the executive director and my foil for all things baseball, home run riches. And next week, big winner for our Ravens tickets for 20-year promotion in the contest that I gave away so many of these back into the fall. And we're about to get out on Indianapolis next week for some real baseball talk. Did I cover everything, John? Did I get it all in?
We are good to go. Thank you, Nestor. I appreciate the time.
I hope
Always
the
great
Orioles throw a
talking with you.
no-hitter. It all started with John Means and no-hitters. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. If they scripted this, it wouldn't be this good.